I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. Time for another Tips for Truthers. It's Friday morning. I'm in my office and I've got some time to talk with you all. And I didn't really know which one I was going to do today. I have like a list, and there's one which I kind of just want to throw in there, which wasn't on the list, which I kind of think is always healthy to reiterate. And you should probably always do this as a regular healthy practice. But I think we do forget to do this sometimes. And quite simply, it's just say what you believe out loud. And there's a reason for this. There's a psychological reason for this, which I think people need to kind of remember and realize, is that the sounds that go on in here make sense when they're in here. Okay. All your thoughts and your ideas and concepts and beliefs all make perfect sense when they're echoing around inside your head. Okay. And we can create whole realities and paradigms in our head, which we then go on to live through the world with. Okay, and we use it as a map, let's say, to navigate existence. And that framework is how we interact, it's how we live, it's how we survive, and how we interpret the input, you know, and it's all put through the thing in your head, those thoughts, that framework, that paradigm you've created, to internalize and then to continue interacting within reality. However, the problem is, you don't actually know what it is you really believe until you say it out loud. And there's something about this, I can't fully explain this, the science behind it, but there's something about when you actually say it, that for the first time, you actually hear what it is you believe. Okay, and it's just the way the human brain works, it's weird that way. And when you actually hear the sounds of what you believe, you hear what it sounds like, then you get a real good perspective on what it is you actually believe and whether or not you even believe it. And it sounds odd just saying this, but I'm asking you to try it and you'll understand. Okay. And I think the problem is when you're a conspiracy theorist, when you're a truther, we tend to get isolated. Okay, it's what happens, isn't it? We tend to, there's two ways this can go, really. First is you alienate yourself and you recede from society and you cut off ties with relationships with family and friends yourself because you just can't be around them anymore. Like, they're not on the same wavelength as you, shall we say, or they just fundamentally do not have the understandings you have and see the world the way you see it, that you struggle to converse with them now. You struggle to actually relate and connect in any meaningful way, to the point where it's kind of, well, I'm just not going to bother. I'm just going to be on my own. And it's sad, but many people have probably made that choice, and you're probably listening today, maybe about 70 to 60% of you listening today have probably made that decision at some point in your life through your waking up journey. And in some ways, it's kind of necessary, because I'm not saying it's a good thing to cut off your friends and family, but in some ways, when it comes to friendships, yeah, I mean, if you're not on the same wavelength anymore, if you just cannot relate to them and what they do and say really brings you down and kind of it pulls you back into a way of being you just don't want to be anymore, then yeah, maybe it's better to cut ties with that and find new friends. And I think that's where a lot of people like fall short. They don't replace the friends with the new people who they can jive with. And that's, I suppose, an extra tip. Find like-minded people, you know, and thankfully, thanks to the internet and forums and the rise of conspiracy's popularity, and there are more people than ever now we can communicate with and build fellowship with and build meaningful, lasting relationships with, who do believe what we believe and see the world the way we see it and can have the conversations we want to have. They're out there. My Telegram group is full of those people, so come and join if you haven't already. Links down below, you know. But there's loads of platforms and forums where you can meet these people, even just in the comment sections of videos like this. We're a growing number, so yeah, make friends with like-minded people. But like I said, back to the point, people do tend to isolate themselves when they first wake up. It's a slow process, but the end result is you end up alone. and you don't have anybody anymore to bounce ideas off with, to say, I've just been researching this thing and I think I believe this now. And you start talking for like 2 hours straight about why you believe this thing by all the connections you've learned, you know, and there's no one there to sit there and listen to you and go, well, why do you believe this? Or have you considered this? Or you sound absolutely crazy. You're nuts. Why do you believe these things? Making you need to defend yourself, you know? And then in those conversations where you are passing it out with somebody and defending yourself, because when you defend yourself, you have to justify why you believe what you believe, okay? And sometimes in that process, you'll start saying things to justify your belief, and then you'll stop and go, is that what I really believe? Because you haven't really heard it before. You only thought the idea, the nebulous concept, has only been thought in your head. But when you say it and string it together in a coherent way, then you really understand what it is you're talking about. And writers understand this. You know, writing out things really helps formalize thoughts in a way which can really help you in a big, big way. And this has been used by psychiatrists for ages. And the idea is, it's kind of, you know, write out your entire life. Do like an autobiography of yourself, like write out your entire life in like 2 pages or something. And when you do that, you can then see where you've been and how you got to where you were. And then you can get a better idea of where you want to go, because you have a story then, which you're kind of playing out. But until you write it, you don't really know what your story is. But seeing it in word form and saying it out loud psychologically helps place your brain on a path, on a process. It makes the way clear, shall we say. And it's the same when it comes to this idea of learning the truth. You're going to gather and hear a lot of information and ideas, which, you know, you will internalize just hearing them, and you'll believe, which may be wrong, which may need reviewing, you know, which may need further expansion, shall we say, for it to become correct. Or there's many things you're going to have to do with information as you come across it in the truth world, because we're all just people sharing ideas. Not everyone's a professional sharing stuff about things they may not actually really know about, you know, and things may need clarifying from the experts who actually are people who are in those fields, who are also conspiracy theorists and now in the game of trying to figure everything out. It takes time, you know, so you should be careful about what you choose to instantly believe. But if you haven't done this thing yet where you've kind of said it, like I said, you really haven't heard it yet. You really don't know what you believe until you say it out loud. And that's the first way people get isolated. You know, they do it to themselves. And again, not good for formulating thoughts. It's good to have something or somebody to bounce things off of. The second way people end up isolated is they do it. They bounce all their ideas off of people so much that everybody else cuts them off. And then you end up alone anyway, because nobody wants to go near you. It's the other way. So either you self-isolate or people force isolation on you and just get rid of you because they're not interested in having you around anymore. You're bringing everybody down. Everything you say just ruins all the good stuff. No one can have any fun anymore. That you've probably heard all of this, right? Because you are a downer, because you're telling everybody everything they hold dear or idolize or love is basically satanic and evil, and there to control them and make them think certain things and to turn them into Luciferians, basically, to really grossly oversummarize the point. But yeah, the world's corrupt, you know, and you're going around telling people that. And then they're like, oh, God, I just want to have a good time. I just want to watch a movie and relax, you know. So they tend to isolate themselves and distance themselves from you. And then you end up in the same problem. You're alone and all you have are thoughts in here. All you have are ideas in here. And usually once that disconnect happens from people, this is where the insanity starts to sink in. Because it's not easy to stare into the abyss for so long. Okay, it will stare back eventually, especially when you're alone. And you end up becoming weird, all right? You get a little bit strange, and it gets harder and harder to make connections with people, okay? And you end up losing yourself to the thoughts, to the voices in your head, shall we? Something like this, you know, to the to the darkness that you're kind of enveloping yourself within. And this is why, again, it's always good to have a strong biblical foundation. So no fear, the light of Christ, the Holy Spirit guiding you in all things, you know, and to have that reassurance, that understanding, that faith and that security in being saved. So that as you navigate through the darkness, you can understand that you are protected with the full armor of God and the Holy Spirit is guiding you through this place. You know, it's good to have that foundation. And a lot of people don't have that kind of foundation when they're in this thing and end up believing everything and everyone, including all the spirit realm and the physical realm, is the enemy. And we're trapped here. You know? And then that can really lead into horrible downward spirals from there as well. But as a result, you know, you end up becoming a little bit strange. And insane is a good word for it. It really is. And we don't want people to be insane in the truth movement, but this is where you end up getting hyper paranoid as a result, and then you end up accusing anybody and everybody of being an agent of the Matrix, you know, including content creators or your loved ones, your friends, your family, and you literally make an enemy of everybody. It's like, not only do they just not believe me, but they're in on it. And you can really start to get into that mindset when you isolate yourself so much. All you've got is your thoughts. But if you just take the time to sit down, turn on a camera, face it towards yourself, get a dictaphone, click it on and just record your voice. If you're a writer, get in front of the keyboard, open a Word document or a document and just start typing. Okay, and just say what it is you believe. Write out the story as you understand it. Write out the conspiracy as you understand it. Write out everything. Just get it all out on the page. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be a novel. It doesn't have to be like a perfectly orated story or monologue or anything like this. Just get it out. Even if it's messy, get it out. Okay, and then listen to it, read it, understand it, and you'll be surprised. You will be surprised at the results, and you will have many moments where you say to yourself, is that really what I believe? When did I start believing that? Does that really make any sense? That doesn't make sense. You know, and I think the person we are in our heads is not the person we actually are as we interact and behave in the world. I think there's this, it's maybe like an ego, superego thing or something. I don't really know how you describe this psychologically. Maybe there's some people listening today who are experts in these type of things who can make these distinctions for me. But it's kind of, we need to remember that we're not at the thoughts in our head. We are not ideas. And we tend to not be able to separate the difference. We can't really understand the difference usually. And we think we are ideas. We think... What's that saying? I think, was it Jordan Peterson that said something like this? Like, yeah, I'm going back years ago here when that was a thing. You know? But I think he said, people don't have ideas. Ideas have people. And there's a lot of truth to that. And people tend to really identify with ideas. We give up our sovereignty and our individuality over to the idea, to the concept, to the theme, to the aesthetic, shall we say, whatever that is, whatever nebulous thing you want to use to describe something that isn't us, we tend to give ourselves to it. And then when someone attacks the idea or the aesthetic or the theme or the concept, we get personally offended and upset and angry as though we were attacked. And that's when you know you've got a problem. If you get upset and angry because somebody attacked an idea, then you've lost yourself to the idea and you didn't realize it. You think you are the thoughts and feelings. You think you are an idea. You don't, and you have, because you've never really said it out loud. And when you do say what you believe out loud, you realize it's kind of like, I'm not describing me. I'm describing something that's separate from me. And you hear it finally. You hear it through the ears. Something magical happens when sound goes in through the ears. It's like a filtering process happens before it gets to the brain. And that filtering makes it clear. But while it's just in the brain, unfiltered, it's muddy, it's murky, it's cloudy, it's just floating concepts that you think you've thought out, but all you've done is have thoughts about thoughts about thoughts. When you say it, you make it real. Like, sound is real. Sound is a vibration. It's a frequency. It's more than just a concept. It's a thing other people can hear. other people can experience then. It's an experiential phenomena. It's a thing. And when you see it as a when you hear it as a thing or see it in a document or a book as a thing, then you've formalized it. And you put it out there in the world for review, to be analyzed. And when you then review it yourself and put it through the filter of the eyes or the filter of the ears, you finally hear it and you finally see what it is you actually believe and think. And you might not like it. You might realize, I sound crazy. That is so debased from reality. That is not true. That will happen. Okay. And I think these are the first steps you kind of have to make to get to a point where you can come full circle and kind of step out of the crazies, which we tend to fall into when you first wake up, and can't get back to being you and who you are. You are an individual, a person who's upright and fearless, who is exploring ideas. Okay, and that's what you are. Don't let the ideas take over you and become who you are. You handle the ideas. You pass them out. You exchange them. You understand them. You incorporate them. You move on. You swap them out. You're playing with ideas. Remember that. You are a person, an individual, who is not beholden to fear and identification with a group, an identity, or an idea. Now, there's only one identity and group which I'd say is foundational, and that is to be a Christian who believes in Jesus Christ and understands that he is the truth, the way, and the life. And that really, when you get to grips with it and start thinking about it and understanding it, it transcends the concept of it just being like an idea that grips you, because it tells you you are an individual. You are lovingly and fearfully made by God with a purpose. You are greater than anything else in the world. You are more than anything like an idea that the world wants to put onto you or a concept. You are not your ego. The Bible makes it clear that these things are true. And it gives you that sovereignty, that freedom, that free will to go out there and play and explore in the world and understand, but always the context to remember and understand. Fundamentally, I'm a child of God, sovereign and king under the authority of Jesus Christ. Do you understand? Like, Jesus Christ is the king and sovereign, but he has bestowed that power over to you. Even the demons are beholden to you because through his power. It's kind of, this world is nothing to fear. It's nothing. It's not there to control you or anything like that. You have control over it. Most of the conspiracy is just to make you believe you don't have any of that. Okay, but that's why people need, I think you do need that solid foundation. It helps a lot. It goes a long way, especially when exploring conspiracy topics. If you don't have that foundation, you usually end up falling into more despair because you think the world and all the spiritual aspects of it all are there to dominate you, control you, and keep you trapped in a prison or something. It's very freeing once you realize that God is real and he loves you. It's a very reassuring and tangibly provable concept because you can actually ask him and he'll give you what you need. It's very real. It's a real transactional, beautiful father-child relationship. You know, he wants what's best for you. And that does come with many things, including punishment, you know, including giving things we might not necessarily want, tough love, you know, but fundamentally that is a good foundation to have. It really goes a long way navigating these concepts. But back to the point, you know, say out loud what it is you actually believe. Because if you haven't done that, you don't know what you actually believe, and you might be under the thrall or the grips of a concept or an idea that you don't really believe. That really, when you hear it for the first time by saying it, you don't even think makes sense. You don't even think that makes any sense. You think it's crazy, but you don't know that until you say it. So try it. Try it right now. End this video. Go get a dictaphone. Go and get a camera and just speak. You don't have to show it to anybody. It doesn't have to go anywhere. Just you. This is for you, okay? Tell your story. Tell it. Say it all out loud. Tell the story of the conspiracy as you see it out loud. And then listen back to it. You'll be surprised. You will be very surprised at what you actually think about what you believe. So there we go, guys. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another tip next week on Friday. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.